when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $120 when you purchase four of Goodyear's best-selling tires. Save $80 instantly and receive another $40 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get an oil change for $21.99 with coupon and no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/30.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Reporter Adrian Barn in Mexico City says Texas officials are warning Americans to steer clear of the border this holiday weekend.
Most of the drug-related violence in Mexico has been in border towns, especially along the Texas border. The new warning from the Texas Department of Public Safety specifies the city of Nuevo Laredo, across from Laredo, Texas. Up until now, it really hasn't been singled out as one of the more violent places. Texas officials say they've received information that a Mexican drug cartel is planning a surge in criminal activity in that city and will target U.S. citizens.
Adrian Bard. The news in Moscow, Idaho, the newspaper carrier wasn't wearing any pants. Police got a call from a subscriber telling them the man was delivering papers all right, but he wasn't wearing pants while doing it. Officials say they found and cited the carrier just as he was putting on pants. No word on why he didn't have them on in the first place. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $120 when you purchase four of Goodyear's best-selling tires. Save $80 instantly and receive another $40 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get an oil change for $21.99 with coupon and no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/30.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.25%, APR 4.56%. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. If your current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Do not look back years from now and say, I should have locked in back in July of 2011. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview with me, JP, with his attitude. You can check his blog out at jpattitude.com. We're going to talk about that this hour too, JP.
Cool.
Yeah, be good. The double-faced rhino. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Connie McMuller's in here with me, too, from Boomer Magazine. We're going to talk to her with a new edition on stands. And I'm welcoming Carol Abel. Carol, I'm so glad to have you. Carol is a part of the Hidden Valley Wild Horse Protection Fund, which is a 501(c)(3). So you take donations, yes, Carol?
Yes.
Oh,
we certainly
yeah, please.
Do. We operate on donations.
Well, you know, so many people wonder about BLM, the different ranges, who has what, who has the authority over the wild horses. You were telling me that the Hidden Valley range, which is the Virginia range, right?
Correct.
Okay. That the BLM has no control over that because it's private land.
That's exactly right. Everybody confuses it.
Yeah, it's a misconception that...
It's so easily confused. The horses that you see in Hidden Valley and DeMonte Ranch, all of those that are in part of what they call the Virginia range, which also includes Dayton, Carson City, Mound House, all of those are under the management of the Nevada Department of Agriculture.
But I thought every piece of land that wasn't privately owned was owned by the BLM. I mean, I think a lot of people believe that.
If it's not privately owned, it is owned by the BLM. But the issue is that the majority of the Virginia Range mm-hmm. is privately loaned.
It is. See,
yeah. Now, there's BLM property in there that's kind of checkerboarded throughout. But it is mostly private properties.
And so they can't do anything at all about those horses.
They gave that up in the very beginning, shortly after the 1971 Free Roaming Wild Horse and Burro Act was passed in 1971. They came in, they determined the various herd areas, and when they got to the Virginia Range, which was, I believe, one of the last ones, they determined that since it was mostly private, that it would not be considered a herd management area.
Well, now tell me what your association does. What does the Hidden Valley Wild Horse Protection Fund do? What do they provide, and what are you trying to accomplish? Yeah.
We have actually most of our time is spent in trying to keep horses and residential areas separated.
That's a hard one. Out there in Hidden Valley, they come right down to the road.
Well, you know, in the 90s, before the group was known as Hidden Valley Wild Horse Protection Fund, a loosely organized group of individuals got together and they fenced off the entire eastern perimeter of Hidden Valley, which is no small job.
Well, what happened to the fences?
The fences are constantly being cut. They're in need of repair all the time, and we're always out there walking fences and repairing them. Sometimes the developer will come in for a small area. They'll tear down the fence so that they can develop their properties and not put the fence back up.
Yeah.
We've had to put various fence lines back up. We're having a problem now where we're trying to accomplish the same thing in DeMonte Ranch in putting in cattle guards and fence lines. And I mean, we're out there physically doing it. We raise the money to provide for it, and we take donations. There are various people participating. We're out there physically doing it.
How long can you do this,
Carol? Until we don't have to anymore.
Well, what would that mean, though? If you didn't have to, what would that mean? Well, how would things be?
If we didn't do that?
If you didn't have to do it, would there be, you mean, free ranges for the horses to roam and what? I mean, because they're filling up with houses everywhere. I mean, DeMonte Ranch particularly.
Right. Well, that's what causes
pushing them out. Pushing them out.
Right. Their land is being encroached on. We're taking over their land. The horses don't know. You know, they have been there for generations. They used to, come down for their feed, their water. They don't know that us humans have taken over. To them, it's still their land.
And they're not afraid of us, I'll tell you that.
No, unfortunately, they're not.
So, Jay, you have horses coming into your yard or something?
Well,
you sound like you know all
actually,
about this.
Well, I do, actually, because for the very first time, just a month ago, we went outside, and all up and down the street were all these piles where the horses had actually come into the neighborhoods.
How do you know it was horses?
Well, do you know what a big old thing like this is? A bunch of them down. We all know what the piles look like. And it's the horses, and they come down. They're not afraid. They come all the way down. Okay, Hidden Valley. They come down on that road, Hidden Valley Road, that isn't finished out towards the way where they're filling up there, too. I mean, I don't know how they have any place to roam, but they come right down to the road. Right there, the fences are all falling down. I mean, there is a place where there is a fence. And they came into the neighborhood for the very first time. I've been out in that area 9 years and see the horses. I love them. You know, I walk my dog and we go up and see them. And I saw the babies, the foals this year and everything. But this was the very first time they were actually piles and piles up and down the road. What does that mean?
That's when you need to call
us. I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah, that's when we need to call you for cleanup. Oh, we were all out there. Whoa. I mean, shoveling.
You know, while we're talking about one of the things that the public really, really, really needs to know is that one of the problems that's, or one of the things, rather, that's causing the problem is that people good-heartedly and well-meaning are feeding them carrots. They love to feed them.
You can't help it.
It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, but you have to realize what you're doing to the horse when you're doing that.
Bringing him closer and closer to our habitat.
Fixing his eyesight?
I'm sorry?
You're helping his eyesight.
Wow, that's funny. That's a funny one.
See?
Look at that.
You're good.
More than elephant jokes.
Don't encourage him, Carol. So
now,
don't feed them.
Have enough reason to come down. And aside from the fact that, and most people don't know this, but it's illegal to feed them.
Yeah, it is
illegal. It's against the IRS, or IRS.
IRS.
Well, probably against the IRS, too. They want a piece of everything.
These horses filed their returns.
No, it's against the NRS statutes. And you know, when I first heard that, and I'm sure that a lot of people have the same reaction, that's ridiculous. How ridiculous. I know there are laws that are made to be broken. I'm going to break this one,
yeah,
right?
I know
but
it.
As you get involved in it and you see some of the results, you realize that law is there for a reason, a good reason. I've seen people throw a bunch of hay on the side of the street, for goodness sakes.
And that drags the horse right down there on the road where he's going to get hit.
It's crazy. People just, they're not thinking. They're just not thinking clearly. They're wanting to do something good. They're wanting to share a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yes.
But you really have to stop and think, people, before you do this.
Well, Carol, why do you think they were in our neighborhood? Do you think they were the green grass? I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen them come into the residential area.
They used to be in that neighborhood all the time.
Yeah, but they haven't for 9 years. Now, all of a sudden, one night, they come down and raid the place.
Probably a fence, a breached fence out there. And they will come down.
They're not finding anything but trouble down there. I do worry about them.
Yeah.
Now, how about water? Where do they get their water, Carol? We're going to talk about this bill that everybody was freaking out over. I mean, I got so many emails, I can't even tell you. I mean, this is what stirred me to get some people in here. I've had Sally Summer talks about it, and I've had Lacey J. Dalton because she's for the wild horses, mm-hmm. too, and the burros, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of different organizations, as you and I were talking about. But everybody was in an uproar about this Assembly Bill 329,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
according to them,